You know, I guess after we finished our interview last night, I was talking to Steve Ogden about Navy football.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he's a graduate of the Naval Academy.
His son played there. Mm-hmm.
He did, and we were just chatting about that. I said, hey, you finally got a Navy team that's good enough to root for. He's going, hey, what are you talking about? He said, we've been to a bowl 5 years in a row.
That's true, they have.
He said, I don't know if you remember who Navy beat last year in Houston. Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Who turned out to be a pretty good team.
Yeah, he was, anyway, so he was touting his alma mater there.
Well, and, Navy was playing, Texas Tech a few years ago in that Texas Bowl game, right?
Yeah, matter of fact, I think I went to that one. Uh-huh. Anyway, but there you go. So, you know, those Naval Academy grads sticking together out there, so good for them.
Yeah, yeah, beat Army is a tradition now.
Yeah, they just normally do that anyhow. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't do this very often, but I guess I want to pat us on the back for the job that we did last night, because it takes a lot of work to get this done, and there are a lot of folks who have to help us, and we don't have nearly as many hands working at this radio station as we used to, and I appreciate what everybody did to do what we needed to do to get the voices of the newsmakers to you and doing it live. And I know that there are people out there who don't care about politics, and that's fine. And if you don't choose to vote, that's fine, too. But if you do choose to and you care, I want you to know that we are the radio station, we are the media outlet that had Chet Edwards' concession speech on live, that had Bill Flores' acceptance speech on live, that had an explanation of exactly what the voting problem was in College Station live. So whoever you think might be getting that news done, we're getting it done here, and that's all I want to say about that. And so we hope you'll look to us, and plus we archive all those interviews, and they're here for you to know. But don't be misled to think that there are other people out there that are doing that, because we are the only ones who do.
Well, I said at 5 o'clock that you all would do a good job, so I put the pressure right on
that's
you.
That's it. That was the reason. I knew that was it.
I even named names.
His last words walking out where he said, I just want you to know we're all counting on you.
I did. I told everybody that we would shine, so just to count on it. So the pressure was really on you.
The thing that's fun and different now, Chase and I can sit and talk and have up-to-date information not only locally, but across the state and really across the nation. And that's pretty cool to be able to do that. I mean, that internet thing looks like it's probably going to catch on. And
it is.
That won't be too bad. Hey, get this. Bask in whatever glory you can, Democrats. The Wall Street Journal reporting that there are key Democrat donors out there pretty much, I mean, if you can quietly demand, that President Obama decide by next month if he's going up for re-election in 2012. John Fund says, he's a pundit, says that there's some talk about some bigwig folks who are not going to back him. In fact, there's Michael Bloomberg, who's got pretty serious money himself, who decides he may run for the White House. So that's fine, Mr. Obama. We want to know what you're going to do. And if you'd go ahead and just let us know next month, that'd be just fine. So we'll see how that works out. Did you see that American media has filed bankruptcy? Do you know who that is?
No,
those would be the folks that bring you.
Well, evidently, a lot of people don't.
Well, I know, and you probably and there's no reason that you would. Those are the people who bring you the National Enquirer.
So the Enquirer might be going away.
Well, I don't know about that. You know how bankruptcy can be.
Inquisitive people want to know.
Now they do other stuff too. They do Men's Fitness and Shape Magazine and Star Magazine as well. So we'll see what happens. They'll have to reorganize. But
you mean our company subscription to Men's Fitness might go away?
I didn't know. I can't work under these conditions. I didn't know how to break that to you. Didn't know how to break that to you. But now you know.
Because you know we get it on the second Tuesday of every month.
And Tom and I fight over it.
And the three of us share it around.
No, we all read it together.
And you know,
I didn't know that article was there.
And the problem is, with the holidays coming up, you know they're going to be scent cards in there. You know, those little scrunch up and smell stuff.
Oh yeah, we'll find out what the new Tag body spray is going to be.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm just want
with the esoteric name.
Yeah. Okay. Very very nice. Jungle wilderness or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Sarah Palin, maybe ditching that view of Russia from her kitchen.
That's a shame.
Yeah, Cindy Williams, the New York Post, says that she may relocate to Arizona. She likes it there, apparently. So
Well, it's warmer.
It is warmer, no doubt. Don't have to shovel the driveway. Todd doesn't have to shovel. How's Todd going to do that that snow thing that he does, though? You can't do that in Arizona. So maybe she didn't ask Todd. Maybe she just says, I'm going to get a house in Arizona.
Tells me
she
may
ask Todd anything. I don't know.
I don't think she
does.
Yeah,
then will you take out the garbage?
Yeah.
I don't think she asks him that.
Yeah, he's not first dude anymore. He's just dude.
Yeah.
Right. We talked the other day about how
they compare paychecks.
Yes, they do, don't they?
When he gets a little uppity.
Yeah. Remember, I made $10 million last year, Todd. How you doing there, buddy? Hey,
how much did you make?
Shut up, man.
Yeah, really.
Shut up, Sarah.
So yeah.
Shut up, Governor. Sorry.
It's 7:18. We've talked about how expensive college is. Let's hear it for this student at the Ohio State University. He's a law student. Accused of stealing books from the school's various libraries, campus police tell the Columbus Dispatch that he took more than 200 law books, one at a time, from the university law library, and then sold them online for $10,000. Student got caught when the university received an email from a Brazilian lawyer last August. She bought it online from Amazon.com and found a crossed-out OSU ink stamp on the inside front cover. Oh, here, let me just cross that out and nobody will notice. In addition to the law books, apparently this student had over 1,000 other library books on sale online, working his way through school, selling books out of the college library.
Easier than flipping burgers.
Well, he's a capitalist.
What do you want? That's exactly right.
That's right.
So there you are. All right, let's see what people were watching on TV last week. Apparently not the World Series, huh?
No. Tied the lowest rating ever.
Now, that's interesting, and yet it finished numbers 6 and 7 in the top 10. So that tell you that there aren't a lot of folks watching network television?
I think you're right.
Other shows in there, number 10 is OT, the OT, I guess, The Mentalist, Dancing with Stars, The Results Show. NCIS Los Angeles. I don't care for that show very much. I like that original, but that's not much. Number 3 is Sunday Night Football. Number 2 is NCIS, the original. Number 1 would be Dancing with Stars. So there you are. Is that the only reality show that's making it now? Is that the only one
Dancing
that's on
stars?
Right now? Is there an American Idol on?
That starts in January.
Oh, okay. All right. Because
Fox has already started promoing it.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, regarding those library books.
Yeah.
Should I not have done that?
Well, once again...
I don't know. How much money did you make?
Something to be said for capitalism. And it sounds like, it's not that guy, so maybe he didn't get caught. Hello?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's
up? Good morning.
Hey, speaking of groups going out of business, did you all hear about Acorn?
No.
Yeah, they filed for bankruptcy.
Did they? Wow, okay. Well, they thank you. They may come back, renamed. They've thought about doing that before. All right, so what are you going to be doing when you're 102 years old? A man in China in such great...
Well, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I know what I'll be doing when I'm supposed to be 102.
I don't know. Trying to find the doorknob.
Well,
feeding the worms.
Yeah.
102-year-old man in China is in such great shape.
How great shape.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. He can still do knuckle push-ups. I don't know.
Show off.
I don't know if I can do a knuckle push-up today, but anyway, the Brown News.
You can't.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Although I'll give you $1 to try. Okay. And Tom can drive you to the emergency room.
The Brown News says that
he shattered his knuckle.
Brown can do one-arm push-ups as well. His name is Xi Chao Jin or something. Mm-hmm. The senior citizen.
Scott, that's extremely insensitive.
It's very insensitive, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's all pronounce it together then, okay?
No.
Okay, S-H-I, we're figuring that's
shy.
I'm writing down S-H-I.
Okay, here's the last name.
Uh-huh.
It starts with an X, so we have a major problem to begin with, okay? X-I-A-O, Chun. See, and I got the Chun part. It's that first part.
Xi Chao Chun.
Of course it is.
There you go.
Yeah,
just way to go, Chase.
Say it like you mean it. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, they don't really need to worry about those books at the college anyway. They never teach from them.
Well, very nice. Well, that's a law book. They mind. Anyway, Xi Chao Chung, and if you say it fast, it sounds just like that, can even do one-arm push-ups. Got into great shape during his career as a mailman. Back then, he said, postmen didn't make deliveries in trucks. They walked everywhere. Traffic was uphill, not as developed.
Yeah. Both directions.
That's right. I walked the entire town to deliver packages and letters. The man's daughter says he's also healthy because he never smoked or drank. So there you are. 102 knuckle push-ups.
Well, now, are we supposed to believe the 102-year-old Chinese knuckle pusher-upper? Or are we supposed to believe, you know, like the 107-year-old British lady that drinks like a dram of brandy every day?
Go for what works, right? Hello?
Well, he sold the books, but he didn't get to sell the crayons, huh?
Yeah, I guess not.